Now the Gemara is buying. Where did he see it in the Mishnah? Duke the Rami Bachama Mehecha. Inim and Miresha. I come a kula shaliv. I nog vata kula. I am a kula shaliv. I need vata kula. As Rashi explains, you could learn that the chaluk in the Mishnah is because Zem a kula shaliv. Each one's claiming that he was zeich in the whole thing, as it's midin mamin hamutal b'safek cholkin. In fact, the Ramban and the other Rishonim on Rashi, that how could you say the chaluk in the Mishnah is on the tzad that each one is saying zeh makula shali? We have two gemaras not that way. One gemara on beis amit beis. It says you don't come to a shua shav. Gemara says it's going even kiben nanas because emet havayu bahadi hadadi hagbu. But the Ritva says that shaila is not such a strong shaila. Okay, so our Gemara is going. The Mishnah is not like bananas, not so gefela. The main shaila, the Rishayim asks, is from the Mishnah, from the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks from Manashlishi, from the Chachamim, and the Gemara says that Pshat in the Mishnah is the Chalukah is Yecholah Lias Emes. Why? Because Eimer Tavayu Bahadi Hadadi Hakbuu, and maybe it belongs to both of them. Frag the Rishayim is, how could you say the Chalukah in the Mishnah is because each one's tiny Kula Shali, and the tiny of Kula Shali is Mezakim, Harayt Mefurish in the Gemara, and making the Chalukah based on the Tavayu Bahadi Hadadi Hakbuu. Thus read the Rishayim. It's very interesting. The Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ritva asked the question, but the Taisis Rosh doesn't. He only asks from Beis Amid Beis. He doesn't ask from Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Rishayim point out the stronger question is from Gimel Amid Aleph, and that the Taisis Rosh doesn't ask. Haloi Dovaru. L'chayra Mikan is a makar that there's a way to get out of the question. And you could say there is no problem of Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes in our Mishnah. Why? Because if Tavayu Bahadi Hadadi Yigbu, as then the halacha is, if Magbiya Mitzi L'Chaveroi Loi Kana Chaveroi, it belongs to neither of them. As a tefker, that would be the halacha. As let's say Bezdin's passing Chalukah, and the truth is it's Hefker. Is that called Eina Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes? As it's Meduyik in the Taisus Rosh, it's not a problem. Why? As it's Tali, what the Pshat in Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes is. The Rosh learns, like the Chidushei Aran mentions on Daf Gimel, Bedas Taisus, that the problem in Ein Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes is Beis Din can make a psak that's an avla. They can't give money to someone who gets the giving shaloi kedin. That's the pshat in Ein Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes. Beis Din can make a psak that zikr were giving mamon shaloi kedin. That's the pshat. As a devot in Ein Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes is we can't do an avla. We can't give mamon shaloi kedin to someone who doesn't deserve it. As over here, where Shneim Higbiyu B'Yachad, it's Hefker, we're not giving money, Shaloi Kedin. Anyway, it's Hefker. Hefker doesn't lose out. As if we're going to give it to both of them, when it's Hefker, we're not doing an Avla. As the Taisus Rosh learns, like the Chidush Aran brings in the Balei Taisus on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the problem of Eina Chalukah Yecholah Lias Emes is, we can't make a Chalukah when it's not Emes. We can't do something that's an avla. Azei bazei, there's no shaila. Even if you hold that it's hefka when two people lift it up, but that's not a problem in psak of Beis Din. These Rishonim learn differently. They learn that the only time you make a chalukah is when we have a tzad that it's emes. The problem is not you can't do an avla. The din of Chalukah Yecholah Emes is we have to be toila that the Chalukah is Emes. That's what's Meduyik in the Ritva over here when he asked the question. And we saw in the Rajba on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is very strongly Meduyik that way. We only make a psak when we believe in it. When we're toila, that's what happened. Azay Bazay, we could only make a psak of giving to both of them if we really believe it's both of them. If it's Yecholah Emes means, and we're toila that it's Emes. As I bezei frek the Rishonim in this seer, if they be you yachad, the psak is not Emes, it's Hefker. It doesn't belong to both of them. As the psak we're pasking is not an Emes diga psak. As the Rishonim are learning, the vote of Chalukah Yecholah Emes is it has to be a tzad of an Emes diga psak. But over here on the tzad of Tavayu, Bahadi Adar de Agbu, it's not an Emes diga psak. Because it's not Chalukah. As it's a chsarn in the emes de kait shaboy. Thus is the vote. As the Rishonim asks that, as what's pshat, that's really shaila of the Rishonim. As Rashi, you could maybe learn all the Taisis Rosh, and the Mela, it's not shver, but the Rishonim asks the question. As the Ramban answers that, over here, being that each one's tiny, kula shaloi, the chayfetz is never going to be hefter. because Bezin's going to paskin that they get the chayfetz. As if a third person comes, he zicher has to give it back to them. So at the end of the day, after they're going to walk out of Beis Din, they're zicher getting the chayfetz. As I say, it's yecholah liyasemes, because now the halacha is that no one else could be zicher. It's not really hefker. As I say, why is it yecholah liyasemes? Because kafi the psak of Beis Din, now that Beis Din is paskening chaluka, the din is its emes. That's why it's called Yechayla Lias Emes. Freg the Rajba of a fort. What are they making a Shavua? They're making a Shavua that the Psak of Beis Din is Emes. Hare, we know the Psak of Beis Din is Emes. If the word is you're making a Shavua to show you're right, you deserve it without Beis Din, as then your Shavua has meaning. But according to way the Ramban's learning, why is the Psak Emes? Because that's what Beis Din's gonna paskin. As if it's Mikoyach the Psak of Beis Din, as you need to make a Shvua to say that the Psak of Beis Din is right. Thus Freg the Rajba on the Mahalach of the Ramban. Kinireh, the Ramban will learn that over here you're not making a Shvua that the Psak of Beis Din is right. Zichah, there's no such din to make such a Shvua. The shvua you're making is on your tine of kula shali, that my tine of kula shali is right. Because without my tine of kula shali, Beis Din wouldn't have paskin. As the whole psak of Beis Din is geboit on the tine of kula shali. As being that the psak of Beis Din is geboit on the tine of kula shali, I have to make a shvua that my tine of kula shali is right. That's how the Ramban will learn. That's the shayla of the Rajba on the Ramban. The Ritva is another shayla. The Ritva is, it's a Gemara Mifureshes that the Shavua of the Mishnah is a Shavua Sanoitle. As therefore, it's not shayich that you should have a din chaluka before you make the Shavua. As what's the Ramban saying? That the chaluka over here gives you a schus to get chetzi, as therefore the psak is yecholah lias emes. Hare, before you make the shvua, there's no din chaluka, as you don't have a din to get chetzi. That's what the ritva asks. As this ritva has two interesting points. First of all, the ritva says it's a gemara mefureshes that the shvua in the mishnah is a shvua sandaitle. Reb Naftali, Reb Leib, all the great Rosh Yeshivas handle the Chakira, where if the Shvua, the Mishnah, is a Shvua Sanoitlem or not, and no one found the Gemara, besides this Ritva. This Ritva says it's a Gemara Mefureshes. Mitzvah Limsai, which Gemara he means. What does he mean? He saw some Velay Pirsh. It was so obvious to him, he didn't even explain which Gemara he means. But number one, he says it's a Gemara Mufurashes, and it's a Shvua Sanoitle. It's the Achreina Machoike, the Ritva says it's a Gemara. Aber, another Nakuda, Lechoira, what is the Ramban hold? What's the Ramban tining? That Zichur, Bezin's gonna paskin, you get here. As right now, you have a din to take care. No one could take it away for you. Frek the Ritva, of a Kolzman, he was in Nishba, he doesn't have a right to get there. As how could you make such a psak based on that? L'choira, the machlekes is, if it's a Shavua Sanoitlin or a Shavua Sanoitlin. Meaning the Ritva is learning, it's a Shavua Sanoitlin. As we made with the Ritva is on the Ramban. And the Ramban holds that it's not Shavua Sanoitlin. Hagam, when we started the Mesechta, we saw on the Ramban, on Beis Amir Aleph, he calls it a Shavua Sanoitlin. Aber B'Shaita, we pointed out, there's two ways of understanding Shavua Sanoitlin. One is, your Shavua makes a Netila, and the other way of learning is, the whole Shavua Netila comes from the Shavua. The Ritva over here is asking on the Ramban, the whole schus to be neitel is only ayyadei the shvua. The Ritva's learning, the pshat and shvuas and neitlin is the whole koyach netilo, your whole schus mamen is mi koyach the shvua. As before the shvua, you don't have a schus mamen. And the Ramban goes the other way. This is the Ramban, the Shittasai, in the Sugi of Helech on Dalel Amir Aleph, that learns that the Raya from the Mishnah to the Din of Helech is because it's Oymed Lachloik. As being that it's Oymed Lachloik, you should be potter from the Shvuah. And the Ravid over there, yes, that I, it's a Shvuah Sanoitlin, as how is it Oymed is Lachloik? This is Mamish, the Ramban, the Shittasa. This is this. In this Ritva over here, there's another Yediyah Rabbasi. This is not a Yediyah Hamafursam. It's a Yediyah Rabbasi. The Ritva says the Chalukah of the Mishnah is a the Chalukah is Midirabana. This is very not familiar in the felt. If you ask anyone, what is the din chalukah, the Mishnah, I'll tell you, it's a din daraisa to make chalukah, whether it's Mishnah Muxik, according to Tosis, according to Ramban, Lefi Rashi, Momen Hamutul B'Safik Cholkin, these are all chlalim in dinei daraisas. This isn't a din derabanan. The Ritva over here says that the chalukah in the Mishnah is derabanan. This is a Yediyah Rabbasi in this Ritva. Rav Asher wanted a taina, maybe you could learn that the Ritva is going on the tzad of the Gemara, on eight tzad in the Gemara, that the Chalukah of the Mishnah is mitin tainis kula shali, and not mishum with taila tavayu bahadi adadi adbu. But if we hold magbiya mitziya lechaveiroi kona chaveiroi, as then you could learn that the Chalukah of the Mishnah is Machmas Litzad of Tavayu Bahadi Hadodi Hagbu, as then the Chalukah is Daraisa. And the Lomdis has a Geshmak Esvara, because if the Chalukah is because they're tining Kula Shali and we give Chetzi Chetzi, that's not Daraisa, they're each tining Kula Shali, no one's tining Chetzi. But if it's because with Toila Tavayu Bahadi Adadi Agbu and Matbiya Mitzi Lechaveiro Kone Chaveiroi, as then it becomes a Din Chalukah Daraisa. As Limrai Sivrasha, as it could get out of it, it's a Geshmaka vote. But the Lashon of the Ritva sounds like he's saying the Chalukah of the Mishnah is Derabah, not only in this Shlav of the Gemara. As we'll say, this Ritva, Rav Asher had a way of getting out of it, because he's going to leave her to the tzad, magbiya mitziya lechaveiroi, loy kana chaveiroi. As then the chalukah and the mishnah is only derabanan, because if tavayu were biyu edadi, you loy kana. Lamaisa, the lashon of the mitzvah is not so mashma. Rav Asher held the lashon as lavdafka. Yeshmakum lav, adanis. Okay. As thus is the mahalach of the Rishonim, the mahalach of the Ramban, the Shaila of the Rajba on the Ramban, that I, how can you make a Shvuah on a Psach Bezdin? And the Shaila of the Ritva, that you're not Neutel until you make the Shvuah. Okay, so that's the beer of this Chalik of the Gemara. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says the Rai is not from the Reisha, the Rai is from the next Bav of the Mishnah. Zemma Kula Shali, Zemma Chetsa Shali, Asul Lamali. Ela the Mishnah Yisera. Shema mina magbiya mitziya lechaveiro kone chaveiro. Maiga mitziya dilma mecha umemka. Chitei mecha chlumemma maila memra. Itzach saka daita chamina haida kama chetze shali lahavi kemeshe raveda. Vivishta. As Tosis on Beis Amir Aleph brings in this Gemara that migui lafture mishvua amrina. There are Rishayim that holds, you don't say migui lafture mishvua, rima gash. Tosis says in our Gemara, the Havamina was, there should be a Ptur of Meshav Aveda. What's the Ptur of Meshav Aveda? Migui. As you see, Migui is Mahani Lefture Mishvur. This is Tosis on Beda Merab. Regular Tosis Rosh, he doesn't understand. When is it Shayach Migui Lefture Mishvur? If I would have tied it the other Taina, I wouldn't have had to make a Shvur. As believe me in the taina that I'm tining now, that I also don't have to make a shvua. Above here, if you would say kula shali, you also would have had to made a shvua. You would have had to made a shvua on more money, but you also would have had to made a shvua. As over here, there's no migui lafturei mishvua. Migui lafturei mishvua is I could have tainer that I wouldn't have had to make a shvua. Believe me now, without a shvua. But if in the other tainer, I would have had to make a shvua. Nishdak in migui. Fragged. The Taisis Harosh and the Ritva. And with the Taisis Harosh and the Ritva, even though the other taina I wouldn't have gotten out of the shvua, as it's a migui kolba. Still farta migui, because the other taina looks better. I'm tining more as mine, it's more, it shows, it looks better to the world, as it's a migui koldu. And being that this is a shvua of a takanes rachamim, kidei shelo ye kolechot choylech v'toykev b'talisa shel chaveroi, it's a shvachar shvua derabanan, as with a migui koldu will let you pater yourself. As it comes out, this is not a migui gemura, it's a migui koldu. Stam, this is, yep. Well, Rav Asher uses this a lot, that it's a migui koldu. As I one time told it over to a Grace Alamdin, these vetluch of Rav Asher, migui koldu, as the Grace Alamdin answers, the vort is a vort koldu. What's this migui koldu, migui gemura? Belzok is not madrigue, is a migui. Then vort is a vort koldu. As it's Rishayim if we rush him in our sugya, there are many rayas, but this is one of the Rishayim, Machlech Rishayim. There's also a thesis in Kedushin Daf Nun that says there's a migui koldu, migui tanya ma'al yisa, like the Rishayim over here. This is one of the big makayas that it's a. Anyway, as it's a migui koldu, and it helps the pater from a shvacher a shvua derabon. Also, the thesis rush. Rav Nochum said that Lefi Rashi that we had on Gimel Amud Aleph, the famous Rashi, that Meshav Aveda is not the Ptur of Migui, it's a Naya Ptur. That you see, he's a tzaddik because he didn't have to be Maida that he's Chayiv any money. He could have been Koifer Bakol. As you see, he's a tzaddik. He's not, he's an honest guy. As it's stronger than a regular Migui. A regular Migui is, I could have tied it a different taina. Over here, a moida, a certain amount of money belongs to him. As I'm handing him a matana, I'm giving him money. As that's Meshav Aveda, the whole shvua is on its side, he's a shakran. But how could you say he's a shakran? He's a tzaddik. He's giving back geld. He could have been koifer akol, and he's giving back geld. As any migui, where involved in the migui is haidah, that you're giving money, it's Meshav Aveda, you're giving back money. We see he's a tzaddik, he's an emesdik guy, he's being honest, he's giving back money. That is a higher level. That's the p'tur of Meshav Aveda, and not the p'tur of migui. Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph learns the Raisa. Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis learns it's a takonis chachamim. Either Rashi is learning it's not migui.
The motive that he's not
going to
have the shvua is not
going to
affect that.
No, he's still a tzaddik. He's giving money back. As Lefi says, the Gemara over here, very good. The Gemara is not at the lashon of Meshav Aveda, not migui, because that's a nayadin. Taisis l'shitasai, every place in Shas where it says the word Meshav Aveda, Taisis says that it means migui. And then the Taisis Rosh asks, over here is not a good migui. Abba Rashi that learns Meshav Aveda is a Naya Ptur, this Gemara is very good. Ela Meho. Hayishnayim, as the Gemara says, that no, because you could have said, Kamash Malon, Nai Rume Kamarim, Savi Yamina Kula Shalevi, Nashtaboy, Emaha Echadi Avi, Kem Meshav Aveda. Ela Meho. Hayishnayim Reichven Al Gabe Behema. Hasu lamali, what do you need it for? It's Pasha that you say chalupa. Elami Mishnah you say Rishmami no magbiya mitzia lechaveroi kono chaveroi. Freg the Ritva and the Taisis read on the Gemara Obamba Kasha. The sugya magbiya mitzia lechaveroi, what was the chiddush? The chiddush was the Gemara said before, you would say it's kimuna chalgabe karka. It's a chiddush in Dinei Hagbah. As how can you bring a raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah, which is talking about Shnayim Reichvim? Reichvim is the Kinyan of Mashiach. There's no chsan of Munach al Gabe Karka. Thus, Frek the Ritva. And with the Ritva, that the Gemara means me Mishnah Yisera. That Enoch Inami in this year, you don't have to come on to Magbiya Mitzia Lechavera, because there's no problem of Munach Al Gabi Kalka. But being that it's a Mishnah Yisera, it teaches me in the Reisha by Shnayim Oichsin, the reason over there it works is Mishum Magbiya Mitzia Lechavera. And over there it's talking about by Hagbah. The Ksais in Zemin Rei Samach Tes, Sif Katan Beis, brings down the Ritva, and he says Rashi learns differently. V'sosim ha'davar v'loi pirish, where is his Rashi? Which Rashi does this mean that Rashi said differently than the Ritva? Does anyone have a clue? Which Rashi does he mean?
Depreciates.
Why?
Because earlier, the
Mishnah
Yisera was the thing
that hit himself. Oh, as Avosha wanted to learn, like he's saying, that Kiddeprishis. Rashi says the Raya from the Mishnah Yisera is Kiddeprishis, that it shows that in this Bava, it's Midin Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveroi. Just like the other times the Gemara says Mi Mishnah Yisera, what did it mean? It means the tzir that has the Mishnah Yisera needs Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveroi. As Hu Adin over here, when it says it, Rashi says, Kiddeprishis, Mashma, in this tzir gufa, you need Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveroi. Either way, the Ritva is learning, there's a whole new pshan in this Mishnah Yisera. This Mishnah Yisera is Magala in the ratio that the ratio is Mishnah Magbiya Mitzia. It's not that this is the Magbiya Mitzia. Yeah. It's a shein of diuk. The Ksai says it's mamish mafurish in Rashi. Okay, he says it's mafurish in Rashi. Zug the Ksai, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that even in other kinyanim, when there's no chsarin of algabe karka, but when two people do a maisa kinyan, one kinyan is mavatal the kinyan of the achir. As being that one kinyan is mavato, the kinyan of the acher, you need magbiya mitzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi. And you need migu de zochu lenafshi, or else they'll be bitter. As a vada, when we read this Rashi, the way the Ksais is medayik Rashi, it rings to our mind right away the Tosis Rush in the beginning of the Sugya. The Ravid says that if each one lifted it up, and he could do the Hagbah on his own even without the other person, as you're kind, and you don't need Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveroi Al Gabi Karka, because there's no Chsarin of Munach Al Gabi Karka. And the Tosis Rush argues, and he says, Afilu Ochi, each one's doing a whole Maisik Kinyan. One is Mvatal, the Maisik Kinyan of the Acher. As Rashi has liked the Tosis Rush before, that you have Bittul Kinyanim, and the Ritva will learn like the Ravid before and the Rajba before, that learned there is no Bittul Kinyanim. It's only a Chesaron in Kinyan Hagbah, because there's a Chesaron of Kimunach Al Gabi Karka. But by other Maisi Kinyanim, there is no Chesaron, and you don't have to come on to Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveroi Kona Chaveroi. Nas is, as we started off with the Machlekes in the beginning of the Sugya, and we see that the Tosis Rush and Rashi have a mocker from the Gemara, the Ritva has to be Matcha because he learns that it's only in Hagbah. This is the Tosis. Lemaisa, Reb Nochum asked a festa shayla, and this will leave the Olam to work on over Shabbos Kodesh. Reb Nochum asked that the Ritva over here is mafurish, that the chsarin of Magbiya only need Magbiya Mitzia, Amiga de Zachi, by Kinyan Hagbah, by other Kinyanim, by Meshicha Yudom. He says the Ritva is Saiser himself by Shutvin Sheganvu. In the Sugi of Shutvin Sheganvu, the Ritva says that the Tzir of Shutvin Sheganvu means either by Hagbah and Meshicha. And we see Migu de Zachi Lenafshe Zachi Lechavre. And it was bothering the Ritva before. How can we bring a Raya from the Mish, the Braisa of Shutrin Sheganvu, that Migu dezachi lenafshe magbia mitzia lechaveiroi. Maybe over there is talking about where both of them did a meshicha, and that's the tzir of shutrin shegonvu. And for the ritva, it's talking of, even by meshicha, you still have to come on to migu dezachi lenafshe. As a mafurish ritva that by shutrin shegonvu, even by meshicha, you have to come on to migu dezachi. You have to come on to. Thus is a stira to the ritva at the end of the sugya that learns it's only a din in Agba. Thus is Garishena Shaila. We'll leave the Olam handle it and see what could be the makimis to be the machalis. Zog the Gemara, Elo. The Dilma Kamash Malon, the Roichiv Nami Kali. Thus is the Gemara. As this Rashi that we're about to have is that Dhamma for the next Sugya of Roichiv. Mamish Bashel Rashi. Sticks in before a Knesh for the Sugya. Ava Gav, the Lav Meshichu. She'einoi zaza mimkaimai. She'ein manhiga viragma. Rashi learns the kinyan of Rachiv is not Mishum Mishicha. Why? She'einoi zaza mimkaimai. He's not moving the behemoth from its place. She'ein manhiga viragma. He's not using his feet to move the behemoth. Oh. Freg the Taisis Rosh on Rashi. The Gemara on Ches Amid Beis says it's talking about Roichiv is only kainu when you're manhiga beraglav. It's midi meshicha. If it's not midi meshicha, what's the kinyan? So what's pshat in Rashi over here? Why did Rashi learn different? As koidim kol, it's always good when you have the sugya b'mkaimai. Because Rashi held, if we're talking about a roichiv, where you sit on the behemoth and you kick it with your legs and the behemoth moves, das is meshicha. Was is the chiddush? I mean, a roichiv kani. Das is a regular meshicha. As was is the chiddush of unzer mishnah? Zog the gemara. The chiddush is shmamina roichiv kani. As Rashi over here saw, it's not a regular kinyan of meshicha. If it's a regular kinyan of meshicha, was taken gemara shmamina roichiv kani. About every meshicha we know is kaina. As therefore Rashi boyed that the kinyan of Rechiva is not the kinyan of Meshicha. It's Ein Azaz Mimkaima, Ve'ein Manhiga Beragla. Aye, so what is the kinyan of Rechiva? As the Shita on Amid Beis wants to learn that it's a kinyan of Chazaka. The Chazaka helps by Metaltu, and we only have Chazaka by Karka. L'choira, the Velt wants to learn, it's a mice of Hayraz Bailis. The deris of showing Bailis on a behema is being Reichiv on it. Even if the behema doesn't move, the fact that you're sitting there, that's a mice on Hagis Bailis. That's what the Velt wants. Bez Hashem. We'll see on the Amid Beis. The Feeder Taisis Rashi, Taka is on himself. What's the Chiddush? Azug the Taisis Rush, we're talking about where there are two guys riding on the horse. As the second guy, it's not the Derech to be a second guy riding on a horse. As you would think, Mr. Two is Lav Derech Rechiva. As Mr. Two is nothing. But Derech Klal, when you ride on a horse, you ride one at a time. You don't ride two people. Yeah, to do a real rechiva. As a mela, befrat, we're talking about a rechiva of anhaga. We're not just talking about you putting four people on the horse to take a picture. Yeah, so before cameras were invented. Yeah, we're talking about kilu, when you're going for a horse ride. Yeah. If you want this one person who's riding the horse, he's making the horse go, he's the ikker. Everyone else who's sitting there, they're not making the horse go. They just stand there for the ride. Yeah. Oh, they're not riding, they're not making it go. As you would have Avamina, that it's lav derech kinyanu, kamash malon, that it's koinu. as Lefi the Rosh, the Chiddush is Roichiv Hashemi Nami Kan. The Lashon of the Gemara, Roichiv Nami Kan, is more meduyik like Rashi. That the Chiddush was that Rechiv itself is a Maisa King. And Lefi the Taisis Rosh, the Chiddush is Roichiv Shemi Nami Kan. Yeah, the Mamakim of the Machloekis Kimuvan, we have to see the next, what the real opinion is with the Rashi. Elavos, we don't have a Raya. Elam Seifa, Bizman Shein Moidim, Oshiesh Lem Mechidim, Chokim Beleishro. Even Mekichu Memka, Tzicha Lameima. Elalab Mitzia, Vishma Mino, Magdiya Mitzia, Lechaveiro, Kona Chaveiro. Rather, the Tosis Rosh speaks out in Pshat. Why by Mekichu Memka don't you have a Raya to Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveiro? Because the Chsarna Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveiro is Chav Lachrini. But by Mekichu Memkar, he only has a mind to be machnet to one person, as it's not called Chav Lachrini. As the Raya Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveiro is only from Mitzia. That's why always we have to get it on the Tzir of Mitzia. Shema Mino, Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveiro, Kana Chaveiro. Rava Amalacha, Migu, the Zachar, and Namshe, Zachi, Nami, Lechaveiro. Zach the Chem de Shloime. So what does Rami Bar Chama do with the Taina of Rava? Maybe it's Mishum Migu de Zachi Lanavshe, Zachi Lechavre. Zog de Chem de Shloima, Muchach, Rami Bar Chama is Chaylik. He holds Migu de Zachi Lanavshe, doesn't work. It's a machloik. It's only Magbiya Mitzia Lechavre, is Kana Lechavre. But if Magbiya Mitzia Lechavre, Loi Kana Chavre, as then, Migu de Zachi would not help. That's what the Chem de Shloime says. He has a mahalach to explain the machlokes. We leave it open for the Olam to write and to hear a delay what they could, how they want to explain the machlokes. Okay, now this is the Chem de Shloime boys that it's a machlokes. Fret the Ramban. And we'll finish with this question on the Surya. What do we need a Mishnah to tell me? Migu de Zachi Lenafshe, Zachi Lechavre. Have a brice of Shutvin Shiganvu. The Ramban says, okay, you could have a Mishnah when you have a brice of. It's not so strong. The Ramban says, another mahala. The Ramban says, there's a chilek. By Shutvin Shiganvu, over there they plan to steal together. They, each one has das that the other one should be koina. But over here, we're talking about the Mishnah, each one is not saying it belongs to the other person. As over here, the Mishnah is teaching us, even when they're not saying it belongs to the other person, and each one was planning to do it for himself, you say, Migu de Zochi de Nafshe, Zochi Lechav. As in this Ramban, the Ran, and other Rishonim are Mefurish, Migu de Zochi Lanafshe, Zochi Nami Lechavre, you don't have to think you're doing it for the other person. Even if you're not thinking you're doing it for the other person, it still works. Yeah. That's a Gavaldika. Pashtis Chia always works. You're doing it for the other person. As what's pshat in the Ramban? We had a similar shaila by Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveiro in the beginning of the sugya. This is Migu de Zachi Lanafshe. As there's two ways of learning. The Imre Moshe learns it with the Lomdis of Tosfos and the Ramban in the beginning of the sugya. That the etzem, each one is doing the whole Maisa Kinyan. There's just a zaitech chsarn of kemuna chagabe karka. As you need the migud ezachi to remove the chsarn of kemuna chagabe karka. As then you don't need tzchi and shlichus mamash. The other way of learning is learning. It's a little bit mash from the Pnei Yeshua that way. Also, the Chaim Mitel speaks it out more sharp. He says, being that the only way I could be koine is if you're koine, as there's always a umdina de muchach, that's one way of saying it, that I want you to be koina, kedei that I should be koina. That's one way of saying it. Reb Chaim Itel says it even tiefer. He says, my das kinyan is not I have das to be kinda psik. I have das that any das that I need to make the kinyan happen, I'm having. As if you have to be kinda for me to be kinda, as my das to have kinyan is munach in that das, a das that you should be kinda too. As even if I'm not thinking about you, I'm thinking about myself, but thinking about myself over here means thinking about you. As Ramei Lazak Reb Chaim tells, even without umdenis, just thinking about yourself, being the only way you can be kind is with the other person, as that's called that you thought the other person should be kind. That's his God, for being Jewish. Okay. Thus is the Sibyl Adiyah Mitzia, Bez Hashem, Obu Reichel Amani. We have an announcement from the Rosh Yeshiva. First thing, the Rosh Yeshiva is making a Manmalkar Rabbanon for the Yeshiva Shmir. It's similar to the idea of Adiyah Torah and Lakewood. They're trying to make Bnei Eretz Yisrael for the Yeshiva Shmir. It's covered at Torah, the Bnei Torah, as he's asking the Bachrim to, you have to be Roshem. In Hebrew and English, that means to be sign up. You have to get a ticket to be able to come. As it's very important, there are people outside to get your tickets come, or there's a phone number, I have no clue what it is, but the rest machlis will tell you how to do it. But it's very, very important. Everyone has to be there. It's a big commentator, the Maimed. He wants the Machab of the Torah. He wants everyone to come to be a big chalik of the Kavod HaTorah, of the Frat and Zman, where the Chilonim are very putting down Torah, and they're saying you don't have to learn, you should go to the army. So Rosh Yeshiva felt we have to be extra machazik, that we should show Kavod HaTorah. That's the purpose of the big maimid. Wants to be mechav the Torah. He has the olam to be the shtatim to come to be a chelik of this grace of kavod haTorah. Okay, that's this. So please, it's very important for them that you should get tickets, because there's a certain amount of space. They have to know who's really coming. He wants to see. So please get your tickets as quick as possible. Okay. That is Mitamli Yeshiva. One small Nekuda on the Pasha. Pasha B'Shalach has a lot. Elam will be Meichel me for going to the end of the Pasha. At the end of the Pasha is Vayavay Amalek. This Pasha always happens at the end of this month. Why? Because Rashi says, why did Amalek come? Because they were in Refidim. It was Rafu Yedeya Min HaTorah. As therefore, Amalek came. As Hashem knew what happened, you know, they got out of Mitzrayim, it was Geshmak, it was great, there was a lot of energy, excitement. But as time goes on in this Zman, the excitement of the beginning, the energy goes down, and then you hit the Matzav of Yedeya, Rafu Yedeya Min HaTorah. When it's Rafu Yedeya Min HaTorah, Melech Higia Amalek. As the Golus we're in now is the Golus of Edom. The way we're going to go out of the Golus is with the Chizik in Torah. The Chofetz Chaim used to say it's Gemara in Baba Basra based on a pasuk in Tess. The Olam Tainas, it's a Zoyer. Maybe Bizman has said it's a little bit more popular. Ravinishvi, Mamoni Chazal Klor, that it's Bishkus on the Torah that we get out of the Golus and we are able to be Zeicha to sign a personal level, sign Klal Yisrael Biyacha. Ba'oi, it's brought down when there's Mechomis Ba'oilam, it's one of the simonim of Mashiach. Yeah. As it's a Zman, it's a Gevaldig Zman to be Mechazik. Befrat, the Hagon of Torah is a Hagona. Everyone knows they have missiles, and we need Hagona. It's the greatest Hagana is the Hagana of Torah, nothing to talk about. As Hashem is sending us a chizuk in the middle of the Zaman, that we should be mischazik together and come back and learn Shtag together. It doesn't say they didn't learn. It says, Rafu Yideyem Min HaTorah. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky was medayik. They were learning. But they were learning Berifyin. When did they come? 10:30. When did they get? They rolled in late. Night Seder, when did they come? 9:30. We rolled in late. They were learning, but it was Rafu Yideyem Min HaTorah. It was like that point in his mind where we have to sit down together and think and strategize together. How can we come stronger? How can we come earlier, get up earlier, come more on time? Someone said a Gefaldige story with Chaim Knievsky. A Bacha came to Chaim Knievsky. He said he had Shilas and Amuna. He wants to ask him a question. So Chaim Knievsky looked at the Bacher. He said, you're learning in yeshiva? Gefaldige yeshiva. The best yeshiva in the world, Brisk. He says, you have shailas in Emune? The Bacher said, yeah. He said, I don't get it. You come to first Seder, second Seder, you're learning? You come to first Seder, second Seder, night Seder. He looks at Reb Chaim. He said, I never miss a Seder. I'm learning. He said, you're learning? You have shailas of Emune? As Reb Chaim says, okay, what sugi are you learning on? He told him, Menachas Daf Chav Ches. Little did he know, Reb Chaim knows Menachas. Reb Chaim asked him a question on the Gemara, on Taisis, and the Bacher didn't answer. As Reb Chaim says, there's something with your learning. He says, obviously, you're not mustered to your learning. You're not into it full force. You're not really excited about it. You're not connected to it. He says, that's why you have shailas and emuna. Just be mechazik, you're learning. And all your shailas and emuna will go away. Yeah. It's so powerful. People say, we're learning. Why isn't Torah Megid? The question is, how are we learning? That's the question. How connected are we? How are we really connected? Heichan advarim megiim. You could see it could come to shailas and emuna. What do you do? Just learn more serious, and all your shailas and emuna will go. Because Torah is the tavlin for everything. So Chaim, look, a yeshiva bach who was there for three starim. Like, how could he have shailas and emuna? I guess he didn't know the yeshiva bach from his man was there. Excuse me for saying it. Yeah, Abavidish is very important. To be mechazik in the limud. What is mechazik? It doesn't only mean the coming on time. The coming on time is a simen, how much we're connected. If we're really connected, if it really means something to us, we are there. Because the idea of the chizik is not only to come earlier. The idea of the chizik is to be mechazik what Torah is to each and every one of us. And that's what's important. As the nekuda is to be mechazik together. How choshev it is always Torah ubefrat bizman hazeh. So we'll try to be mechazik together. Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands. The asiyata d'shmaya to beat all the amalekim, all the kriches hara and the bria is B'yad Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are strong, then there's no koyach hara that could be shalit on any of us in any way. And the key shlita, the key koyches that makes it, what leaves the rifyon, what leaves the pirtza, is Rafu Yideyem Min HaTorah. As let's be Hovoi V'nischazik B'yachad. When they came to Alema, they were Ayin Tmarim. Kineged the Ayin Skenim. Because Sadik HaTamar Yifrach. How does a tamar grow? A tamar is different than every other tree. It grows out branches. The next year, the branches die. It grows higher. The branches come out of the top. The branches go. And then it grows higher. Sadik katama yifrach. Life is full. You go, things come, they die, you shoot up again. Then you go up again, and you keep on going up. That's it, Sadik. There's always going to be the times, but you keep on growing. Sadik katama yifrach. Every year, he's constantly growing. He knows how to pick himself up again and again and again. That's the Hagana of Klal Yisrael. And when we pick ourselves up because it's hard, the Hagana is nifladik, and the bracha is on a whole different level. So as Hashem will be mischazing together to see the Avreich of Amani, to learn with the festekite, the frat, the tkufa se'elu, we need chizik. We should be zeich, I'm sure there will be Hagana, we'll be care of Hashem, but we want the schusim to be great.
Sometimes I think it's a high school.